the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, little Duval, okay, not only am I getting them like this, I got to get Jacksonville today, okay? Donkey of the day for Wednesday, February 24th, goes to a Jacksonville woman named Kenyita Gordon. Salute to everyone who listens to The Breakfast Club on 93.3 The Beat in Jacksonville. Salute to the young man, Quail P. Okay, that record he got out titled Charlemagne. When the world officially opens back up, you know, not like Florida open. I mean, you know, like open. Not I don't give a F open back up, but opens back up so the rest of us who don't take risks like you Floridians can move around. When I come to the 904, I want everybody to sing my name like Quail P or I'm not responding. Let's practice. Envy, say my name.
Charlemagne.
Charlemagne.
Hey, yo, Quail P, what's happening, my brother? How are you, young king? What's happening, nephew? See how I ignored Envy because he didn't sing my name the way I wanted him to, okay? But Quail P did it right. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and today once again proves all of us who know this to be true correct. See, Kenyita Gordon was arrested and charged with strong-arm robbery and possession with intent to use drug paraphernalia. I personally don't think anyone who gets arrested on an intent to use charge should be sent to jail. They should be sent to a rehab facility, but that's just my opinion and has nothing to do with this story, really. But what did Kenyita do to get arrested for strong arm robbery? Well, according to police, she robbed a bank. Look, man, times is hard in the slums we from. I tell y'all all the time, people are starving. Folks don't have time, okay, to wait on these damn stimulus checks. Those stimmies taking too long. Your stomach don't stop growling because the check is on the way. Your stomach stops growling when you get that check, cash it, and now you got some bread to buy some bread to feed yourself, okay? Not making excuses for this woman at all because we all make choices in life and have to be held accountable for the consequences of our actions. And when you rob a bank, 9 times out of 10, you go into jail. I'm just simply trying to get you all in the mindset of this woman, okay? Now, whenever I think about bank robberies, first thing I think about is how much did they get right? Second thing I think about is how did they get away? What was the getaway vehicle? There's literally nothing you can't find online because I Googled top 10 getaway cars for robbing banks. Let's run them down real quick. Number 10 is a 1932 Ford V8. That's the old black cars you see in all the old black and white movies. Number 9 is a Toyota Corolla. Number 8 is an ambulance. See, it's all about something that is fast or something that blends in. Nothing blends in like an ambulance. Number 7 is a Cadillac CTSV wagon. Number 6 is a taxi. Yet again, another vehicle blends right in. Number 5... it's the General Lee. You know the bright orange Dodge Charger the Duke boys used to drive in Dukes of Hazzard. You know that one. Number 4 is the Alpine Armored Cadillac Escalade. Don't know where you just find one of those. Number 3 is the Porsche Cayenne Turbo S. Number 2 is the Dodge Charger SRT 392. That's for speed. And the number 1 getaway car for bank robberies is the Incas Huron APC. That's the big armored truck that the SWAT team drives. No regular civilian is going to have that, so I don't even know why that's on there. But the point of all these vehicles is either for speed or to blend in. Well, Kenyita must have been going for the blend in part because she damn sure wasn't going for the speed. Would you like to know what her getaway vehicle of choice was? Would you?
What is it?
Let's go to WJAX CBS 47 for the report, please.
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is releasing the identity of a woman accused of robbing a bank from her wheelchair. This is a new mugshot of Kenyita Gordon. Action News Jax broke the news yesterday when police say that a woman became angry while discussing her account at the Regions Bank in downtown Jacksonville. She's accused of telling a worker that she was going to kill everyone inside and that this was a robbery. She left, they say, in a motorized wheelchair after getting the cash. She was arrested just a few blocks away.
They see me rolling.
Hating. Hey, drum, stop it. I don't like when you go rogue, drum.
Sorry.
All right. Jesus. What the Florida is going on here? All right. There's only 3 people who could have truly gotten away with this crime. 1, Roland Ray. Okay. 2, Snoop Dogg's character in Training Day. 3, Professor Charles Xavier. Those are the only 3 individuals who could have gotten away with robbing a bank in a wheelchair. Now, let me tell you something. This is why Florida is full of brilliant idiots, because robbing a bank in a wheelchair truly is the best way to blend in. Even if you don't really need a wheelchair, if you roll in the bank, rob the bank, then roll out, okay? Roll a block or 2, all right? Once you get up and walk, ditch the wheelchair, now you don't even fit the description of what the bank teller saw.
That's smart.
It's genius.
Yes.
All right. The sad part is this woman didn't have a plan. I'm not encouraging people to rob banks. No, I'm just saying, Kenyita, Picture a plan before you picture yourself rolling into a bank, asking for a big bank roll. And listen, just because I have understanding of this woman's situation, meaning I understand why she would be in the mind frame to rob a bank, simply because I understand the current economic condition a lot of people are facing, it's easy to say Kenyatta should have just rolled with the punches life was throwing at her. But no, folks is broke, and you can't tell people to just roll with it, okay? In life, we all have a role to play, but sometimes what you're casted as is out of your control. Remember when Kodak Black said he can't even roll in peace? Remember that?
I can't even roll in peace.
Well, neither can Kenyatta, because she's starving, waiting on this damn government to roll out these damn stimulus checks. By the way, she's only 39. Only 39. I'm inspired by people who keep rolling no matter their age. But she's just 39. And she's at the point where even though she's disabled in a wheelchair, she has to rob a bank at 39? Think about that. Kenyatta, I feel your pain. But even though I feel your pain, I still have to give this story the credit it deserves for being stupid. But Kenyatta, I'm praying for you. I want you to get the help you need for your drug problem because they found a crack pipe on you. Yes, she was riding dirty for real, but I'm telling you, Kenyatta, I want you to get clean, put the BS behind you, and one day, I promise you, the good times will roll. Please give Kenyatta Gordon the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Oh, we're not gonna play a game? Oh, y'all don't want to play a game today?
We're not gonna do that.
We're not gonna play a game?
I don't want to play.
Well, I have no problem rolling out a game of Guess What Race It Is!
All right.
All right. Here are the context clues.
All right.
I don't even know if these are context clues. I don't even know if I used that correctly. But Kenyatta Gordon.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Florida. Uh-huh. Robbed a bank in a motorized wheelchair. Oh, you want a description? Did I give you a description?
No, I don't need a description.
Okay, you sure you don't need a description?
Give me a description.
Yeah, you want a little quick description?
Description.
Let me give you the description that the police were using. Hold on.
Okay.
This is the description. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Officers are looking for an adult blank female, 39 years of age, with short blonde hair. Ooh, I got you now.
Oh, short
you thought
blonde
it was
hair.
Easy.
I thought it was easy.
You thought it was
thought
easy.
It was
I said
easy.
Short blonde hair.
Kenyatta.
I said Kenyatta.
Kenyatta.
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it.
Kenyatta Gordon Ramirez. All right.
Who said Ramirez?
Oh, you said Ramirez.
No.
Oh.
I'm down for the profile. But go.
Okay, Puerto Rican.
Ayo mio.
Angela Yee, you sure you don't want to play?
I think it is a white man.
A white man.
A white man.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I see where we're taking it.
Envy.
I ain't telling y'all whether y'all right or wrong. We're just going to leave this one.
Leave it like this.
Man, it's black.
And why didn't you ask me to sing your name? Why you only ask Envy?
Well, no, I asked Envy to say my name.
I thought you wanted him to sing it.
No, he said say it.
Mm-mm.
You want to say his name? Say his name.
Go ahead.
Charlamagne. Go ahead, Quail P. I'm not telling y'all. It's Black History Month. Okay. I'm not telling y'all.
All right. All right.
What can you eat a gourd?
Thank you for that donkey.
I'm leaving it up for interpretation.
Okay.
Charlamagne.
Y'all guess. Figure it out on your own. Go find. Go do your own research. I'm not telling y'all.
White man.
All right.
I agree with you. That's what I saw.
All right.
That's the description I think it fits.
Okay. All right. Ask Ye is next. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.